Have you thought about what you want to do with your body when you die?
No, definitely not.
Oh, this might be a bit of a sensitive topic.
Oh, I heard about this firework cremation service, which seems pretty badass, but a bit of a novelty.
Definitely buried in the ground for sure.
Why?
I think it's best left untouched. Members of my family have been cremated, but yeah, I think it's best left to go on the ground as you were. Yeah.
And what about donation, organ donation or whole body donation?
I don't think anything for my body's worth donating, to be honest.
But I would probably would want to donate my organs, that I know.
Being a Muslim, my religion is Islam. My Islam does allow me to donate the parts that are working very well to anyone who is in the need. I can donate my eyes, my heart, and everything, lungs, to anyone who is deserving on it.
But donating your body to science, would that ever be something that you would consider?
Probably not. I'd rather not donate it for science because I don't know what they would want to do with it.
Nope.
Why not?
Because I want all my body parts when I die.
I had like a major surgery a couple of months ago, so I reckon I want to throw my ashes like in my city in Concepcion, Chile. That's my place and that's where I want to be remembered.
In terms of donating to our facility, we have been inundated with requests. We were pleasantly surprised.
This is Shari Forbes. She's a forensic scientist from the University of Technology, Sydney.
Most people say, oh, like CSI. So, yeah, that's how I know they have most of their awareness comes from TV. And I see no problem with that, honestly. It's a topic that most people don't discuss. We don't talk about death generally. We certainly don't talk about decomposition.
However, Shari definitely does. Shari works with bodies of those who've donated themselves to science. But the bodies aren't in a lab, and they're not stored away only to be brought out for experiments either. They're out in the open, on a body farm.
Where is this body farm?
It's located...
Is that something you can disclose?
Yes, we can. It's, well, not the address, but it's located at the base of the Blue Mountains. And so it sits right on the outskirts of Sydney. It's actually ideal because missing persons, particularly bushwalkers, are the kinds of scenarios that the police would be investigating and, in fact, do in the Blue Mountains.
These bodies are used to recreate forensic investigations so they can figure out real-life scenarios.
And so each donor is placed in a plot, and as I mentioned, it could be on the surface, it could be in a shallow burial, it could be partly concealed by leaves and branches and things, whatever we're trying to mimic.
Shari says there are a whole range of things that different researchers are looking at when the bodies decompose on the farm. Her area? Odour.
We trap it, is what we say. It's actually just placing a very large hood, stainless steel hood, over the body, and it traps it under that hood. And then once it's accumulated, we just draw it through a very tiny hole at the top. We just trap it onto that tube, bring it back to the lab, and that links to the way we use cadaver detection dogs to track and locate human remains.
I find it interesting as well in that it's a whole other way of approaching death, because there's such a social taboo of talking about death as this thing that you want to prolong or you really don't want to have that conversation. But you're essentially at the helm of that conversation, but in a completely different way.
Yes, I think we definitely provide an alternative option after death, but it does get people thinking about their death. And so often our donors will sign up after hearing myself or one of my colleagues present, and they'll say to me, I hadn't really thought about what I wanted done with my body after death until I heard you talk. And then I went home and thought about it, and I think this is a great idea. Or even if they're not signing up to ask, you know, I went away and I did something. I started to think about that. I wrote a will, or I let my family know. But we don't talk about death until often it's too late, and then the family's left to make that decision.
And how has it changed your attitude towards what happens to us after life?
I can talk about death very easily. I probably shouldn't, but I do joke about it with my parents, and I think they prefer that I joke than take it too seriously, because I know their requests after they're gone, and that's probably the main thing I need to know. But yeah, I mean, we try to keep it somewhat lighthearted. They've always been very supportive of what I do. They've never felt squeamish about it, thankfully. They're actually both donating their bodies to science. So, yeah, they completely support it.
Donating your body to science isn't for everyone. I, for one, find the whole idea a bit confronting as well. But think about how many of us there are. There are cemeteries around the world that literally have no room for even one more grave. Take a place like Mexico City. Remains are only allowed in certain areas for a year before they have to be taken out and somebody else put in. Death is the most inevitable part of life, and ironically, it's the hardest thing for us to talk about. But if we don't talk about it, how do we deal with it?
I've been running funeral homes since I was about 16 years old. A couple of decades in now.
This is Daniel McKee. He's the regional manager of Green Endings Funerals in Western Australia.
It's required for the community, and funeral services have changed a lot over the years.
Green Endings Funerals still offer burials.
So once again, it's still a matter of putting the coffin into the ground, but it's at a slightly shorter depth. And what happens there is it allows the methane to not build up, and it's the methane that turns into CO2 with burials that actually, you know, harms the environment.
But today, a lot of people want to be cremated.
Predominantly, most people are choosing cremation. In Western Australia, that's getting up to over 80% of people are being cremated.
Wow, that is. And how eco-friendly or not eco-friendly is that process of cremation?
Cremation, surprisingly, once we did all the studies, ends up being almost three times more environmentally friendly than burial.
Daniel says this is because of a number of things. The actual process of cremating a body can take on a more eco-friendly mindset in the power that it takes to do the cremation, but also what the body is cremated in.
And it can come down to the selection of coffin that you would choose. With Life Art, and Life Art's actually supplied in New South Wales through Guardian Funerals locations, and that's an EnviroBoard biodegradable coffin. So that produces less CO2 levels than if you're, say, burning a full wood coffin.
Oh, so what are these biodegradable coffins made out of?
It's an EnviroBoard, which is a natural fibre compound, but also using recycled materials. But you don't have a lot of plastics, and most handles on a lot of coffins now are plastics. They're then lined with plastic and all of those type of things. We're using things like cornstarch lining and bits and pieces, which are a lot more environmentally friendly when they're burnt.
And then there's the body itself.
So it's also things like, you know, choosing embalming or not embalming. And that's because of the chemicals that are used within that embalming process, and reducing the amount of plastics that are going in the coffin, and that can be done with things like even the soles of shoes.
Although Daniel and Shari from the Body Farm come from two completely different worlds, they both agree on one thing.
Everyone's curious about what happens after death because, again, it's not a question you ask people. You never have an opportunity to ask someone who actually knows the answer, usually. What I find with our donors is the majority of our donors are later in life and they're the ones who think about death. People my age and younger, we think we're immortal and we're just not, you know, that's just not something that's even on our radar.